Chuck and Kelly, it is 6:47. Our financial analyst, Steve Boucher, is here. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, so, all right, let's talk Hurricane Harvey. I know our problems are nothing compared to what the people down there are going through, but will there be an impact locally, do you think, on gas prices? I know a lot of refineries down there, obviously.
There sure is. 20% of the refineries are really hurting, and that's going to hurt production for not only gasoline for our cars, but most of the gas or most of the fuel for jets actually come out of there, including our military. So you're going to see these refineries being hit as hard as they are affect so much more. It's funny, the price of gas is up, but the price of oil is down, and that's because there may not be as much of a demand for the fuel because the refineries just won't be able to make it in the right way. We're coming into the winter season where the mix of fuel was a little better, but this is devastating. The people of Houston and Texas, I mean, we've never seen anything like this. Mother Nature.
Okay, as we're getting ready to see the new iPhone 8 come out, Verizon is being criticized for their streaming video, and they're just sticking it to their customers, apparently.
You know, it's funny. I just went into the Verizon store the other day because I got sick and tired of losing calls when I'm going around exit 12 and exit 13. So they kind of reset my phone. They took a look at my plan. There's so many great plans now that Verizon has and these other companies, but you have to ask for it. Yep. But going back to your point, Kelly, they are looking to, you know, if they keep giving everything away, they're not going to be able to make any money. And they're looking at what the competition is doing. And T-Mobile came out and did an unlimited plan for video streaming. Verizon tried it, but once again, if they're not able to sell these services, how are they going to make money? And that's not good for the share price.
So Verizon, though, I guess some customers noticed the quality of the video streams and their thoughts that they're messing around throttling back, you know, the speed with which you can get that kind of data.
There's got to be a sweet spot there where there's enough data getting to the consumer, but enough data where they can get more consumers online. I don't understand all of it, but the more it's explained to me, the more it makes sense. So we'll have to look and see what Verizon ends up doing here.
And finally, New York casinos, the numbers are in. It doesn't seem to be quite the windfall for the state they thought it would be.
You know what, Kelly? I still scratch my head when I think of the type of people that are going to these casinos. In the old days, there was a bakery every couple blocks, and now we have a casino every couple hundred miles in the state. Did they really think that we needed three, and now coming next year, a fourth casino, new casinos on top of all the casinos that we already have in New York State and around New York State? I just don't understand where they think people are going to come from. And better yet, where are they going to get the money to gamble with? So I'm not surprised at these headlines. We've said 5-10 years from now, when we look back, it'll be interesting to see what all these casinos look like.
Yeah, first report, they said first several months of operations, the state's new three non-tribal casinos all have generated gaming and tax revenues well below projections. I think saturation's got to be a big factor. Hey, you hear Steve Boucher every Saturday noontime in WGY, 720-3333. Historic downtown Troy in Saratoga Springs. The office is always online, boucher.com. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Chuck. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Steve.